I don't really like today's gospel because I don't really like what Jesus is saying. I mean, I just wonder whether he's treading a very dangerous line. He talks about a Pharisee and a tax collector. Well, it sounds to me like he's a bit prejudiced himself. Why didn't he say, a man went into the temple and prayed? Why does he have to label him a Pharisee? Couldn't he have been one of the other groups? Couldn't he have been a Sadducee or one of those? But no, the stereotype is the Pharisee. And to pick on a tax collector. You know? I mean, I know they're not the most popular people in society at times. But why pick on someone like that? I mean, is that really a Christian approach? You know, that we're getting here in today's gospel? What is going on? Well, the thing is, you see, it's often difficult to recognize when you're being prejudiced. You know, because it's not a conscious decision most of the time. It's almost subconscious. You know? I mean, I can't help it at times. I just don't like people who support Manchester City. It's as simple as that. You know, it just comes out without a thought on it. You know? And yet, there must be, God willing, a few good ones out there like that. You see, because our prejudices are all around us in many different ways, aren't they? We categorize people. We reduce people to a group that we have a fixed view on. You know, be it race, gender, color, whatever. There's 1,001 labels, and we can so easily use them, which is to the detriment of ourselves and to the detriment of the people that are hearing us. Because bigotry is a terrible thing, but it's there. You know? I mean, it's almost inherent in our society. I mean, you love your families, don't you? More than you love your neighbour. Yeah? Of course you do. Yes. But actually, we're called to love everyone the same. So, you're a bunch of bigots, basically. I mean, as long as we admit it, you know, that's half the problem. We'll recognise that. So, how do we address it? How do we deal with it? How do we recognise it in ourselves? Well, it's difficult. Because it's all around us. You know? Some things people take quite easily, you know? Oh, you don't like classical music. Well, you know, waste of time. You only like rap, you don't know what music's all about, you idiot. You know, I mean, people can live with that. But someone comes into your house and says, my goodness me, haven't you got bad taste? I mean, that's going too far. You know? So we have certain limits of things we'll accept, but others that we won't. And yet, the gospel tells us to look at humility, you know? And to realize we're not better than other people. We may be different to other people, but that doesn't make us better. It just makes us different. You know? I mean, we know, don't we? Catholics will go to heaven, and the others might get a chance if they're lucky. You know, it's that sort of inbuilt Catholic prejudice that we have. So we need to find ways of dealing with it. And it is first and foremost through prayer. Asking God to help us to recognize the beauty in the whole of his creation. Help us to recognize that he loves all that he has created. Doesn't love some more than others. Some may be seemingly better off than others. But God doesn't create people in different classes. He creates people with different skills and abilities. But he loves them all. When God comes to a day of judgment and gets the scales out, you can be sure that those who are given less will be looked at far more leniently than those who have been given a lot. Because that's the only fair way of dealing with it. And so, if we want God to look on us and to help us, then we need to make sure that we look at all of his creation and help that creation. Recognize that prejudice is there within us, and it will be different prejudices for different people. But recognizing it is the first step in changing it. And changing it is the step of being a Christian who wants to hold out a hand in friendship and understand someone. Keeping hold of our prejudice is unchristian. Expecting others to change while we stand rigidly where we are is not the way of Christ. Christ came into the world and walked from village to village, from town to town, to find people. He didn't stay in one nice place and expect everyone to come to him. He went out to them, to the good, the bad, and the ordinary. He went out and helped all. Those who helped, he reacted with. He didn't check on what they did, where they came from, who they were. We are called to do the same. It's not easy. But then being a good Christian is not easy. So this week, during half term, when you have all this extra lovely to your family, you know, to spend time, to have your children under your feet at home, your grandchildren under your feet at home, whatever it happens to be, what a great opportunity to thank God for what you have, but also to ask him to make you realize how much he has given, not just to you, but to everyone around you. And to ask him that those great and lovely children that you've got will grow up to be people who live in a world with less prejudice. With a world where harmony is there instead of conflict. Where friendship is there instead of division. Where love is there instead of hope. Maybe it might sound too much to ask, but unless we start to change, the world will not change. And if the world does not change, it's not growing closer to Christ, but moving away from him. And our role is always to look for him and to show him to those who are lost.